All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are Two Beards and a Mic. All right, I know it's been a little while since you've heard from us, but, you know, life kind of happens, things kind of pull us away, but we're going to get back into it. You know, we've been kind of talking recently with everything going on, you know. We've got a few plans that we want to you know, take action with moving forward. We're not going to go into too much detail. You know, there's some planning that has to go in behind it, but
yeah, well, finally we're getting back to the actual idea of why we wanted to start this podcast.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody really knows the actual meaning behind our podcast.
Yeah,
and that's probably the one thing we want people to know, that we're not just doing it just because we love talking.
Yeah.
Especially to each other. We talk a lot.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's something that we really want to do to,
yeah. We want to
stick true to
give
us.
Yeah, give yeah. back. You know, if anybody remembers from the first episode, you know, we talked about wanting to be, you know, a podcast that, you know, get involved with the community and push small business and stuff like that. So you know, we got a few things in the works. Just kind of going to finalize some stuff and get some things moving forward. But yeah. hopefully we've got some things coming up.
Yeah. I think the perception that we get most of the time, you know, probably not just from our friends, but also the fact that we both got beards. I'm a little more tattooed than you, but
we both
got tattoos. You know, we're both bigger guys.
Yeah. People judge that.
Yeah. Especially when we're drinking. You just project really loud, but we're really loud, and we say things that we kind of come off as like we don't give a shit about anything. But I think soon people are gonna realize just the big hearts that we actually have, and the other side of what Two Beards and a Mic is.
Yeah, it's you know, this we're gonna start pushing this in a direction that. When we first spoke about it, you know, me and Steve, we wanted to be involved in everything. So it's going to get pushed in that direction. You know, but that's
I don't even know what I'm more excited about. You know what I mean? It's so much stuff that we have ideas for. It's insane to think that you kind of came up with the first idea, and then we just kind of snowballed something.
That's all it takes. So, you know, it's just one idea. And then, you know, after we were talking, we were both just firing out ideas. You had a couple really good ones, but you know, little teaser there for you guys for what's coming up for us. But, so we're going to talk a little tonight about, you know, we have a guest coming in. He's going to be joining us next week.
A buddy
of ours, small business owner locally.
Yeah, really good guy.
He's also
younger than us too, which is not that that's like a thing. It just, you know, he's a business owner.
Yeah,
young kid. And he's doing everything he wanted to do too. You know, I mean, maybe he didn't dream as big as he is doing now. Not to say that he's like, you know, but
you oh know, yeah, just
it's a specific
owning,
company.
Owning a small business is big for anybody, you know, no matter the age, but especially
in something that you like to do.
It's something that he's passionate about. You know, he's truly passionate about.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to get him in here. You know, talk to him about everything going on. You know, especially with a lot of stuff being shut down right now, he has been blessed to.
Actually be essential.
Be essential. So, you know, luckily for him, he's still up and running. And then be good to get a third opinion on some stuff going on. And we'll get to know him. You know, we know him, but we'll get to know him, you know, a little further, a little deeper.
I think there's some stuff that maybe we don't actually know about him. And this will be the chance to
get it out there.
To get to know him on a different level at the same time as maybe more in depth on the level that we actually know him on.
Right.
So
yeah, I spoke with him. I actually spoke with him last week and I asked him, I said, listen, I know, you know, I said, is there anything off, you know, that's off the table, you know, that you don't want to talk about any topic you don't want to, you know, you don't want to bring up or mention. He said, listen, Brandon, he goes, I'm an open book. He goes, whatever you guys want to talk about, we'll talk about. You know, he's like, I'm not afraid to answer any questions. So it'll be good to have a guest on that's, you know, ready to be involved. In.
Yeah, you know, and also he's knowledgeable in something that we're both, I don't want to say we're passionate in the sense of he's passionate about it, yeah. But we were pretty involved in it a while back.
Yeah,
know, we're as involved as we can be at this point.
Right.
But it'd be nice because he knows some stuff that like we don't know, and you know it'd just be a good conversation to have about something that we all can put some kind of input in, but just to have that knowledge that he has in it. Because I'll be honest with you, I thought I knew some stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I've been around the block in this specific category that we're talking about, and right. He could honestly he could blow my head up with knowledge. It's insane.
And you know, we'll go into some little more detail, but he's met people in the industry he's involved in, which is really cool. You know, it's some of them are his idols, which is always an awesome thing to meet your idol, but yeah, you know, that's what we got going on for next weekend. You know what? Why don't we touch on, you know, something a little more recent, you know.
Okay.
We'll kind of discuss everything going on in, you know, we both live in different states.
Yep, yep.
But as far as shutdowns are going,
okay.
Governor Baker just kind of pushed out Massachusetts to May 18th. I believe it's the 18th.
Yeah, I think it's the same in Rhode Island, I think. But I think she now don't quote me on it. I don't know if I read the post that I read wrong, but I believe she's going to try to start kind of opening up how many people can be at like your house or at like a party, like 10 or less by like May 9th, and then like try to get it a little bit more the week after and all that. But you know, I can't blame her for doing what she's doing. I mean,
you're trying to minimize everything.
Yeah. You know, cause I think what people don't realize, which I realized because it hit real close to home
for me, this whole thing.
And, you know, I won't get into details on that. Personal life is, something not personal, but something this particular thing I'd rather keep a little separate than the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you know, it hit a little close to home for my family, and it made me see things a little bit differently especially from our first podcast where I basically said it was all bullshit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
That's how it kind of felt back then.
Yeah. So, you know, it definitely changed my perspective. So yeah, you know, it just, I don't know, man. I'm all right with them making the rules they got to make. I'm not giving up my rights. Like people think.
Yeah. I mean, and it's one of those things where, you know, you look at it in the past month and a half or so, like, it whatever, you're on lockdown, it's been fine because the weather's been shitty. Miserable.
But
shitty.
Today, man.
But today and tomorrow, and probably, you know, starting to move forward, I think the weather around here is going to start taking that turn to 60, 70 degrees, sunny. You know, everybody's, you know, this is the point where everyone's going to start getting that cabin fever.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to want to come out. You know, and I understand that, and I urge people to come out, you know, get your exercise and all that, you know, get some sunshine. But if you're going to do it in a safe way.
Absolutely.
Be smart about it, you know. You don't want to be the guy out there who's like, oh, I'm not going to catch it. It's not a matter of, listen, I feel the same way. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
But when I go out and I wear a mask, I'm not wearing it for me. I'm wearing it for the older lady standing next to me.
Exactly.
Who can't fight it the way I can. You know, but. All right, everyone. That was our COVID minute of the day.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking, I mean, it's not a COVID thing, but the one thing I do like about the whole fact that things are going to open, and hopefully, geez, fucking pray, hopefully, that our friends.
Oh, yeah.
We'll actually want to hang out, and maybe we could have a little cookout at your house or
absolutely.
A little fire and drink a little bit, make some drinks, chill out. And just to have a good time, even if it's only 6-7 people, yeah, just you have know, a good time. We could sit. We could still be 6 feet apart. That's fine. I'm cool with it. That's okay.
You know, we can. There's enough room outside between the, you know, the fire pit, the patio, and the porch. There's plenty of, you know, there's plenty of space for people.
Oh yeah.
You know, and don't tell anybody. Everyone listen. Don't tell anybody. But you know, we kind of had a fire here last night at the house.
We did,
and it was a perfect night for a
don't
fire.
Tell anybody. Oh. I mean, yeah, at this point, but I mean,
you know, but
it was only four of us, yeah, and my kids. But so
it was, it just felt good to have, you know, contact with other people and not just be locked up in the house at nighttime.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, it was nice to get out there, have a fire. You know, we didn't really drink, you know, we had a couple of mics, but you know, it was nice to,
we are drinking at the moment.
We are drinking at the moment.
If you people didn't know, you probably heard us on the other podcast. Hopefully you did. Hopefully you guys are supporting both the podcast, our podcast, you know, Two Beards and a Mic, and the other podcast we're on, Family with Benefits.
Yeah,
really good friends of ours, and they do like a, you know, that's like their niche. They do a like what are you drinking today thing, and today we're drinking a special concoction. We're not going to tell anybody. It's a secret because we're going to make it for the next party we have.
It is delicious.
And it is by far the scariest drink because it doesn't taste like alcohol at all.
It's definitely going to catch you.
It's going to catch hard and quick. This is something we don't give our lightweight friends.
No.
We have a couple of them.
Yeah, there's a couple can't handle the hard liquor. We'll just let them sip on their hard ciders and, you know, Seagram 7s.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's, I think, you know, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, moving forward.
I didn't even catch the Seagram 7s thing till now. That's good. That's some old school shit.
Yeah.
Some Bernad's vodka or something. Is it vodka? God. They do vodka?
Oh, Seagram said they do like Seagram's.
Seagram's is a rum?
Gin.
A gin? Oh, gin.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a gin. But, yeah, it's not good. Not a fan of that stuff.
Yeah, no. It doesn't sound like something we drink.
I'm pretty much strictly a vodka guy. I stay away from tequila, except for when I'm on my honeymoon.
Yep.
Well, it was like a post-honeymoon, real late honeymoon. 3-year honeymoon, I guess you'd call it.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, that was a rough one. My wife hated me that night. That was the night of our anniversary.
Well, you know, I feel like it's not a really, it's not a good night if one vacation day your wife doesn't hate you.
Yeah, you know, there's gonna be one day your wife looks at you and she's like, "Really?" And just happened to be on our anniversary.
Yeah,
we met a couple people and they twisted my arm really hard to take tequila shots.
Yeah. Hey, good news. But, speaking of all this stuff, you know, we'll kind of roll into this. I know it's not a terrible segue, but next week at the end of the week.
Yep.
For all you fans out there, we won't get into it too much because I'm pretty sure you guys don't like our football talks. Next week, and the next week, the schedule's coming out. And the guy, I don't know his name, something, couldn't tell you. But he also said that he doesn't believe that the season is going to be canceled. It's just going to be pushed back a little bit. But he believes, I think he said like September 10th.
That's only a couple weeks, and all that means?
With limited fans, possibly all fans. He's not sure yet with that. But I was like, oh, I like the idea. And he said, he still said the Super Bowl would be at the beginning of February. This guy is insane. So I'm like, okay, they got to be doing one less game. They can't be doing games.
They got to keep it either 16-game schedule, either that, or they just eliminate the bye week.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm just happy we have something to talk about that's modern, like today's stuff, modern like that. You know,
something
like,
that's not coronavirus. It's
today,
You know, that's
football's the only thing saving anybody that likes sports. If you didn't like football, you like it now.
Yeah, at this point in time, I mean, with coronavirus, it's pretty much enveloped the world and everything news. You know, it's almost impossible to find anything but that to talk about.
Yeah. Hey,
and
good news, too, with football.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody on here has seen them, but those new Chargers jerseys.
Oh, dude, those Chargers jerseys are slick.
I can't wait till that Joey Bosa jersey comes in. I'll tell you, I ordered that the day after.
I'm not a fan, but I'd buy an alternate jersey for their color rush.
Hey, easy. You could just put whatever number you want on there and put their name on it. You know what? Buy a 9 jersey, put Breeze on it, And it'll just look like a throwback.
I like that.
You know? See?
I like that.
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at
and
all.
And then you know what you'd look like? You look like a guy who might make some money when Drew Brees retires. That's what you look like. And then if we ever could get you down, and I say we, because I will fucking help you get down there. If this is his last year, I'll help you
get down there.
If you can get down there, somehow get in early, get down there and get him to sign goddamn jersey, even a old Chargers, like not an old one, but you know what I mean?
One of his Chargers jerseys.
Man,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You make some money, and you don't even have to make the money. It just know that you got money sitting there if you need it.
That's the plan. Once the schedule's released, I'm gonna hopefully book my vacation for a home game down
praying.
There. But fingers crossed that fucking travel's back open and stadium. You can have fans in stadiums.
Honestly, you know what? If we don't, even if they don't, I hope the Chargers play them at a time where we both can get the day off.
Oh yeah.
I want to go there. We just go there for the weekend, and we go to a bar in New Orleans, and we watch that game together.
Yep.
If we can't actually go to the game, I like that idea. We got to do that.
I just being cooped up now. It's everything that I want to do. It's just coming in my head now, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, the only benefit to not being able to go out is I look at my bank account and I'm like, holy shit, were we spending a lot of money going out and fucking buying food?
Yeah,
shit.
We were. Absolutely.
It's like, that's, you know, we're not lucky enough to get that extra $600 bump in our pay every week from the state because we still work. But
yeah, the only ones that deserve that are the ones that won't ever get a job back.
Yeah. If you were working and you've lost your job, then you deserve the benefits.
Yeah, save that money and get somewhere with it.
But,
yeah.
People who just, you know, I mean, I get it. If you do like a 6 week thing with like that, you know, an extra fucking, what's that, $3,600?
Yep.
Right. Six times six is 36.
I don't know. I'm
remember that rhyme?
Because I'm not good with math.
Six times six is 36. Taught me that rhyme in elementary school.
Sounds right.
But you know, and then, I mean, some other stuff, you know. It's just it's crazy times, people.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice to get out,
do something.
You know, just it's gonna be nice to get out and get ice cream and not have to wear a mask before you eat the ice cream.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I look forward to in the summertime is ice cream. And I mean, I don't necessarily like the beach, but I like because my family likes going to the beach, so that makes me happy when they're happy. But, you know, other than that, yeah, I don't know. We might actually have a buddy come on soon, too.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow.
Not sure what we'll talk about. It might be some football, maybe some
other sports.
Yeah, try to get him to talk a little bit.
Yeah, he's
he's not a huge talker, so.
Yeah.
But we did hear him on a podcast of some people that we may know, and he actually talked a lot more than I expected. Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, sounded pretty good too. Yeah, I was surprised at how well he spoke. But
yeah, because he's definitely not a scholar.
No.
And
he's not dumb, but he's not.
Yeah,
he's not the smartest of folk.
No, I really liked the being a guest on a podcast thing, and we actually did get some opportunities presented to us to be on someone else's podcast.
Oh yeah.
Which I listened to their podcast too. I believe it's CDJ, I believe, or I'd have to really look it up and see who they are. But I went to barber school. Yes, I'm not just a truck driver. I cut hair. Not very often, but I cut hair.
Jack of all trades, people.
And so I went to barber school with him, and you know, he offered, hey, you guys want to come down? And they're actually like 40 episodes in or something like that. So they're really, really going to town. You know, it sounds bad when we're only at 8.
Yeah.
But I think once we get more followers,
right.
And more people listening,
we'll get this thing going. Try to start posting a couple times a week.
Yeah, we got to really figure some stuff out. We actually might. Now, don't quote me on this, guys. I signed up for it, thinking about maybe doing a couple of crazy TikTok videos.
Oh,
let you guys
TikTok.
See some of that stuff. I also am probably going to do a quick guide tutorial on how to use Twitter because God for fucking bid, I go on there like I already go on there and I have no idea how to use it. I don't know how to hashtag.
Tell you what anything. A hashtag means.
I don't know how those games work or the videos or
yeah
whatever. But I do know that if you tag famous people on there and you talk about famous people on there, they may see it, yeah. Or if someone in their production may see it and they might see us do a video where we're talking about it. Because oh yeah, guys, we are eventually, hopefully soon, gonna bring you some fucking videos.
We're gonna get some videos put up. We're gonna, you know, start a YouTube. We're gonna get a YouTube channel going. Not just us on the podcast, but maybe doing some fun shit.
Yeah, like some of our parties. We'll probably have the wife.
Some clips from there.
Take some pictures. Yeah, some stuff of us going crazy. They actually, my wife has a one video.
Is it the one we've seen today?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad video to put on. I might have her give it to me.
Yeah, we could.
You heard that right? Yeah,
he's gonna get it.
I might have her send me that video. Let me say it the way I should say it, and
throw it up on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe throw it up on our Facebook page. And yeah. Say, "Hey, these are Two Beards and Mike, and this is how we have fun." My shirt is off. You guys got to understand that I'm the Bert Kreischer of our parties.
It's true. I am him. Shout out to Bert Kreischer. We love that guy.
Oh, I love Bert Kreischer. I'm going to tag him in this. I don't know if he's going to get it, but I'm going to tag him in it.
Fuck it.
I'm going to tag him. No, I'm not going to tag him. I'm going to tag him in that picture, and I'm going to say, Bert, I just want you to know that I am the Bert Kreischer in my crew.
I like it.
Because yeah. He needs to know. He needs to know who I am. And also, I hope he remembers that I waved at him. And he gave me a little wave back. It wasn't like a fancy wave or nothing, but his bus driver waved at me. I hope he remembers.
He's seen you.
Probably doesn't remember me.
Bert, you're on I-84 in Connecticut. You were probably going to Foxwoods and Mohegan.
We were probably around exit 69, 68, 69, 70.
If you're not sure where that is, ask your driver. He'll tell you.
Yeah, he'll tell you. Because that is the coolest black man I've seen. And I only say that because they always talk about how he's black. I don't know why. I don't know why that's a thing for Bert, but he always talks about how his driver's black. He's a really, really nice guy, too. Saw him.
Well, he probably emphasizes it because he doesn't get pulled over a lot.
Probably. And if he does get pulled over, it's probably just, I don't think it's driving while black.
No, I don't think
it's probably
think
driving
is.
Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy.
He gets pulled over. Why are you driving some white people? What are you doing? But, we have to do that, you know, so let people see who we are.
Who we are, yeah.
Get
ourselves out there to you guys.
Yeah, well, I think the video thing, you know, I talked to another kid that I actually work with. Well, I wouldn't say work with, but he's on my run. And him and his buddy, they have a good podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called Tangible Triumphs. I'll have to tag them in this, so, you know, give them a shout out. But he was giving me some information on, like, what cameras he uses. Because they Facebook Live it and they YouTube it.
Yep.
And he also told me how hard the YouTube world is right now, getting up and going and getting people to look at it. But I feel like if we start taking videos and we're really pushing it, do what we got to do.
Oh, yeah.
They have a very motivational-esque, I believe that's what they do. They do motivational speaking type of things. And I say that like I haven't listened to it. I have listened to about three of them. Three or four of them. I'm not going to lie, Will. I have not listened to as many as I'd like to. I just really don't have time. I have too many podcasts I also enjoy. Like, I enjoy listening to Rogan, Two Beards, One Cave, Bert Kreischer's Alone. His is good, you know, just Bert Kreischer podcasts. I just listened to too many of them. Watched so many clips from the Pat McAfee show. I don't have time for all that. But, you know, he did give me some insight on videos and how he does it. And I like it. He also said you can video on your laptop too. But I mean, that would be a little too close.
I mean, if we push it back, it probably work.
It would work, but I don't know if we can do it while simultaneously recording on our app. True. I don't know.
True.
We'll have to, you know, next time we'll just try it and see what happens.
But do you want to let everyone know about our merchandise endeavor?
Yeah. So we recently just reached out to a good buddy of ours. Oh, that's right. One half of Family with Benefits. And his wife is actually, Wait, hold on. Let me get the right name so I know. But I know it's Shelby something, but let me look.
We reached out. She's you know, right now she's currently unemployed with, you know, everything going on, but she's kind of picked up a what's the name of it?
So it's called Shelby's Craft Studio.
Shelby's Craft Studio. She does you know, custom t-shirts. I think she does mugs and stuff like that. She can do stickers, but we actually reached out to her recently to make us some t-shirts. So we're gonna, you know, we're gonna working on getting some merchandise. You know, we'll look into that, you know, see how they look, how they come out. I'm sure they'll be pretty good. She's done some shirts for a few people we know already.
Yeah, and they all look really good.
Yeah, we're working on that, and then, you know, possibly, you know, getting some mugs and some stickers done up. But yeah,
some stuff to get you guys, us on whatever it is, and hopefully you guys support us.
Yeah, you know, once we get them in, we'll probably do we'll do a giveaway. You know.
Yeah, and then we'll explain to you the
part of the first endeavor that we have planned and going on. But it's something that definitely, you know, my partner said hits close to home for him. So in turn, you know, it hits close to me because, you know, it's my best friend. So, it's definitely something that's going to be good for the community, good for, you know, good for everyone that we're going to be doing.
Did we just become humanitarians?
I think we're on the right track.
I think we might have.
We're working on it.
I think you guys have got the wrong impression of us.
Yeah.
I think you got it already. And now you're about to find out the real us.
We're genuinely good guys at the end of the day who just who want to give back, and you know that phrase, don't talk about it, be about it.
Yeah.
And
it's gonna be us. We're gonna be about it.
It's our time to be about it. So that'll do it for this episode, guys. Like I said, when we get the t-shirts in, we'll check them out. We'll probably throw them up on Instagram and Facebook. And if you guys want to purchase any, just message us right on, you know, on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email us.
Yep.
And just give us your size, and we'll, you know, we'll figure out pricing and all that. But yeah, that's where we're at as of May 2nd.
Yeah, and listen, I know we'll end it like this. I know everybody is going through some hard times right now. I understand everything that's going on. Listen, you need somebody to talk to. I've heard about way too many suicides, much death outside of on virus. Listen, you got some issues? Talk to somebody. If you don't think somebody's going to listen, you're probably wrong. They probably would listen to you. I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10, you tell somebody that you're hurt and they'll listen.
Yeah.
And, or they're not a true friend.
And you know what? I'll go as far as to say, if you don't think you have anybody that wants to listen, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram, email. You know, there's always somebody there to talk to. Always somebody there who wants to listen. So, everybody be safe, be well. Hope everyone's families are safe and healthy. Until tomorrow, you guys have a great night.